Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Sometimes you gotta
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. Praise God. David and Diane, ministry and friends. We come forth, praise God, every Monday through Friday, reading the Word of God from the New King James Version. Amen. God's holy word. You have many of those that have been committed to listening unto us, and we thank you for those out there. Those out there in Los Angeles, California, those out there in Compton, and all over in California. We thank God for those out there in Illinois. Amen. Amen. We have Springfield in the house. Amen. We have Chicago in the house. Amen. And then we also want to acknowledge those that listen worldwide. Amen. We got those out there, praise God, in Indonesia listening in onto us. And we thank God for those that are listening out there in Europe, as to Germany. Amen. We have the United Kingdom as well. Amen. Who come forth and pay support for us. We recognize those, praise God, out there. And as we mentioned, Egypt. We mentioned those out there. Amen. Out there, praise God. Just listening and supporting the ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. You know, we're actually in a new location right now. And amen. We thank God for, as we continue, we're always working out something. We're always working out some kink or something. But we thank God for your commitment onto listening onto us as we continue to bring the word, you know, which is the main thing that we are truly trying to do. And we've been staying committed to doing so, bringing the Word of God Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. We bring the Word of God to read from Genesis to Revelations from the New King James Version of God's Holy Word. Like we mentioned, we thank God for those that have been supporting us here, David and Diane Ministry, your friends. And if those are out there that desire to show a seed, you know, a seed into our ministry, really appreciate it, you know. It helps out, praise God, with keeping us on the air. Not only that, we also go through helping those that are homeless and feeding those that are homeless. And praise God, we're just helping out as much as we can, where we can, and at the level and magnitude that we do. We thank God even for your prayers that help out tremendously. Amen. We do what we always do. I acknowledge God that truly is my head, truly is my king, truly is my leader and director. I also take honor in the name of Jesus to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Amen. In the midst of her doing the support here at David and Diane Ministry of Friends, we know this story. Amen. To what we do on the other side, you know, on where everybody doesn't see, we do a lot of work for the other side of helping to prolong the lives of those who are not able to take care of themselves. Amen. Helping the elderly, helping her mother and her sister, 98 years of age, 87, 88 years of age, both handicapped, you know, both bedridden. And we definitely, as always, want to thank God for continuing to pray and ask God to continue to give my wife and our home that peace that we so need. You know, we thank God for that love that's within his home and to give her the strength as she continues going to school and both are bettering our situation here and continue moving forward as men and women of God. We thank her, we thank God, and we thank you. So we're going to continue forth as we have reading the Word of God. We continue Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard, as I mentioned. We also are looking forward to coming with a word. We're under construction with our studio, and we're looking to move forward in live production. We're going to start bringing the word live, you know, and we'll see how it goes from there. So once again, continue to pray for us, and we'll continue to pray for you. Let us pray, and then we're going to get in and started with the book of Deuteronomy, y'all. We're at the book of Deuteronomy out of the New King James Version. Amen. This is going to be awesome. Very powerful. Once again, like I said, I honor my wife, who is definitely my better half, who is my half, who is everything on to what I need to survive with the Spirit of God in her life. I thank God for her as we become one. And I thank God for you, 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 and you. Because without you, you know, well, I tell you what, I continue to move forward no matter what, you know. And that's what's important. No matter what lies in your pathway, you trust God and remember that those steps are ordered by the Lord, of a righteous man, you see, and that's just following his ordinances and his law. Okay? Now let us pray. And after we pray, we're going to come to a song, okay? We're going to come to a song, and then we're going to come and hit the Word of God with the book of Deuteronomy. Amen. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this day, once again, we know that you sit high and yet you look low, that the universe cannot contain you, yet and still you're everywhere at one time. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that's so sufficient. And yet, Lord, we ask for your grace to be upon us and your mercy as well to deliver us and forgive us of sins that we may have committed along our way. We trust in you, Lord. We thank you for what it is that you're doing into our life on today. We thank you for everyone that's hearing to and fro, Lord God, near and far, oh God. We pray that each and every home in which we're visiting, Lord God, let there be that of a spirit of peace that compasses all of this. Lord God, we truly give you all praise, all the honor and the glory that you deserve. For God, apart from you, we're nothing, but with you, by you, and for you. We can do all things. Again, we say, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. Lord God, thank you. As we continue to move forward, we pray for your anointing and your spirit to be upon the computer fiber optics along the way. We pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, your anointing will touch the heart of somebody and that they will feel the desire and need to ask, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, thank you. Journey with us as we continue to read your word in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, knowing that, Lord God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name, be blessed. We'll be back.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon formed against me.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 1.
There are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on this side of the Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain opposite, so between Paran, Tophet, Laban, Hazareth, and Zarahan, 11 days journey from Hebron, by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now it came to pass in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel, according to all that the Lord had given him as commandments to them. After he had killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who dwelt at the Estera in Edrei, on the side of the Jordan, in the Lord of Moab, Moses began to explain this law. The Lord our God spoke to us in here, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountain of the Amorites, to the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains, the lowland, in the south, and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. I spoke to you at that same scene. I am not able to bow you. The Lord your God has multiplied you and you. Here are today as the stars of the heaven in multitude. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are, and bless you as he has promised you. How can I alone bear your problems and your burdens and your complaints? Choose wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men from among your tribes, and I will make them heads over you. And you answered me and said, the thing which you have told us to do is good. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and knowledgeable men, and made them head over you, leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, leaders of 50s, leaders of 10s, and officers for your tribes. Then I commanded your judges at that time, saying, yeah, the cases between your brethren, and judge righteously between the men and his righteous brother, or the stranger who is with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall bear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid any man's presence, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you, bring to me, and I will hear it. And I command you at that time all the things which you should do. So we departed from Haran and went through all that great and terrible wilderness which you saw on the way to the mountains of the Hamorites, as the Lord our God had commanded us. Then we came to Kadesh Barnea, and I said to you, the mountains of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of our fathers has spoken to you. Do not fear or be discouraged. Every one of you came near to me and said, let us send men before us and let them search out the land for us and bring back word to us as the way by which we should go up and up the cities into which we shall come. The plain pleased me well, so I took 12 of your men, one man from each tribe, and they departed and went up into the mountains and came to the valley of Eshcol and spied it out. They also took some of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us, and they brought back word to us, saying, it is a good land which the Lord our God is giving us. Nevertheless, you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. And you complained in your tent and said, because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Well, can we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts. The people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to the heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of Anak. Now, I said to you, do not be terrified or afraid of them. The Lord your God, who goes before audio, he will fight for you. According to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son, in all that way that you went until you came to this place. Yet, for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tent, to show you the way you should go in the fire by night, in the cloud by day. And the Lord heard the sound of your words and was angry and took note. Surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that gold land in which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and him and his children, I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly followed the Lord. The Lord was also angry with me for your sake, saying, even you should not go in there. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there and catch him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones and your children, who you say will be victims, who today have no knowledge of good and evil, they shall go in there. To them I will give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. You answered and said to me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight, just as the Lord our God commanded us. And you, every one of you, had girded on his weapons of war. You were ready to go up into the mountain. And the word the Lord said to me, tell them, do not go up nor fight, for I am not among you, lest you be defeated before your enemies. So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Lord, and presumptuously went up into the mountain. And the Amorites who dwelt in the mountain came out against you, chased you as bees do, and drove you back from Seir to Hormah. Then you returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not listen to your voice nor give ear to you.
You remain engaged midday, according to the day that you spent there. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then return and journey into the wilderness of the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me, and we skirt Mamsia for many days. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have skirted this mountain long enough. Turn northward. I command the people, say, territory of Ephraim, the of Esau, the descendants who lived in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. Therefore, watch yourselves carefully. Do not meddle with them, for I will not give you any of their land. No, not so much as one footstep. Because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. You shall buy food from them with money that you may eat. And you shall also buy water from them with money that you may drink. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows your judgment. He knows your trudging through his great wilderness to you. The Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. You have we passed beyond thy brethren, the descendants of Esau who dwell in Seir, away from the land of the road of the plain, away from earth. Elath, Eslon, Geba, Wetan, and that by way of the wilderness of Moab. The Lord said to me, do not harass Moab, nor contend with them in battle, for I will not give you any of their land as a possession, because I have given all to the descendants of Lot as a possession. The Eden has dwelt there in times past. A people as great and numerous and tall as the Anakim. They were also regarded as giants like the Anakim, but they're more king than even. The Horites firmly built and fear, but the descendants of Esau dispossessed them and destroyed them from before them, and dwelt in their place just as Israel did to the land of the possession which the Lord gave them. Now, rise and cross over the valley of Zerah, shall we cross over the valley of the Zerah?
And the time we took to come from Kadesh Barnes until we crossed over the valley of the Zerah was
38 years.
Until all the generations of the men of war was consumed from the midst of the camp, just as the Lord had sworn to them. For indeed the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from the midst of the camp until they were consumed. So it was all the men of the war had finally perished from among the people that the Lord spoke to me, saying, this day you are to cross over at the border of Moab. And when you come near the people of Ammon, do not harass them or meddle with them, for I will not give you any of the land of the people of Ammon as a possession, because I have given it to the descendants of Lot as a possession. That was also regarded as the land of giants. Giants formerly dwelt there, but the Amorites called the Zezumim. And a people as great and numerous and tall as Anakim. But the Lord destroyed them. They bore them, and they dispossessed them and dwelt in their place, just as he had done for the descendants of Esau, who dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed that Horek from before them. They disposed them and dwelt in their place even to this day. And the Avim who dwell in the villages as far as Gaza, the Kephathrim who came from Kephthor destroyed them by and dwelt in their place. Right. Take your journey and cross over the river of Ermon. Look, I have given into your hand Sion, the Amorites, king of the Heshbon, and his land, begin to possess it. I engage him in battle. This day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you upon the nations under the whole heaven, who shall hear the report of you and shall tremble and be in the anguish because of you. And I shoot messenger from the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of saying, let me pass through your land. I will keep strictly to the road, and I will turn neither to the right nor to the left. You shall kill me food for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Only let me pass through on foot. Just as the descendants of Esau who dwell in Assyria and in the Moabites who dwell in Ar did for me, until I crossed the Jordan to the land which the Lord our God is giving us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass through. The Lord your God hardened his heart, spirit, and made his heart obstinate, and he delivered him into your hand as it is this day. And the Lord said to me, see, I have begun to get Sihon and his land over to you. Began to possess it that you may inherit his land. The Sihon and all his people came out against us to fight at Gahaz. And the Lord our God delivered him over to us, so we defeated him, his sons and all his people. We took all his cities at that time, and we utterly destroyed the men, women, and little ones of every city. We left none remaining. We took only the livestock as plunder for ourselves, with the spoil of the cities which we took from Ara, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and from the city that is in the Raven, as far as Gilead, that was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all to us. Only we did not go near the land of the people of Canaan. Anywhere along the river Jebus, or to the city of the mountains, or wherever the Lord our God had forbidden us.
Amen. Let me conclude off that chapter there we just began. We were long chapters, you know, and we're spending less time talking and more time reading. But nonetheless, praise God. We just finished up the second chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. We will once again pick up again on tomorrow as we continue with the incredible, awesome, wonderful, fantabulous Word of God. Everything for joining us today. Once again, let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this day right now, I'm humbling myself, knowing and thinking of how wonderful and great you are. When I see just how the universe and the earth is created and stands, and knowing that your earth and the universe is your throne and the earth is your footstool, we thank you. We know and submit unto you, Father God, because we know you have all power.
speaking and believing in your word, trusting and standing on your word and following your ordinance and your blessings. We pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, you touch each and every heart that is seeking deliverance on today. We pray in the name of Jesus for those that are in want. We pray, Lord God, that you show up and show out in their life. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blessings, and we thank you for your spirit. And as we continue to move forward, Lord God, we know in the name of Jesus that we will not let go. We will not let go.
Says, God's mercy kept me.
Be blessed. In the name of Jesus.
This song, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.